Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, it's Zinfandel weather. There's no question about it. And it's long been one of my favorite grapes. Something I noticed very early on was that Zinfandel really depended on its origin for the set of flavors that it has. And I think this is borne out through all my years of tasting them. You've tasted some recently. What do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, this is an interesting grape. Produces robust red wines and also rosé and even some port style wines. The acreage in California is just over 10% of all the California vineyards, which actually was larger than I realized. And cooler areas produce more berry flavors. Warmer areas produce wines with blackberry and anise and peppery flavors. And the regionality certainly does have a play. You know, this is a grape that was once thought to have originated in California. And we now know that the vine was probably originated in Croatia, made its way to Italy, where it was called Primitivo, and then ended up in California via Boston. And it kind of migrated there during the great San Francisco gold rush in the 1830s, 40s, and 50s. Two of its greatest advocates historically have been Paul Draper of Ridge Vineyards and Mike Gergich of Gergich in Napa. I tried three from three different regions, and they all represent pretty good values. So to start off with, from Napa, there's a producer called Hendry, and this is the Hendry HRW Napa Valley Zinfandel from 2018. The Hendry family has been growing wine grapes in Napa since 1939. I was not familiar with them heretofore. These people have been around a long time, and they produce really good values, probably because they're not paying for acreage anymore. The wine shows berries, pepper, and briar on the nose and follows with notes of cocoa. There is this is a surprisingly elegant wine. It's sleek and well-balanced with fine-grained tannins and will work well with a large variety of foods. And at $16.99, it's a pretty darn good value as far as I'm concerned. From the Neko Family Winery, that's J-N-E-K-O-W. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. This was founded in Lodi in 1996. We had the 2016 Campus Oaks Old Vine Zinfandel. It's 14.8%, and from Lodi, that's probably about standard. The aroma here is almost port-like, and it's very fruit-forward. Rich cherry, berry, and plum with generous spice notes, very full-bodied, juicy and rounded, which is what you would expect from Lodi. Think big food, great value at $14.99. And then finally, from Castoro Cellars in Paso Robles, the 2019 Reserve Zinfandel Zinfusion, also 14.8%, but it seems sort of more integrated. Interestingly enough, they list Primitivo and Zinfandel as two separate varietals in the blend. So I'm assuming they're talking about different clones. Anyway, the wine is 63% Primitivo, 20% Zinfandel, 17% Petit Syrah, and is, as you would expect, large, forward, and generous. Raspberry, plum, blueberry aromas with a balanced vanilla oak nose, long finish, sells for $19.99. So again, great value. But my wine value of the week is the Hendry HRW Napa Zin. The elegant approach taken with this wine just sets it slightly apart. And at $16.99 provides, I think, really good value. I think I'd like to explore more wines from this Hendry family.
I've known them for quite a while, Hugh. You hit the nail on the head. They are very, very good. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.